Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Hello, fellow Christians. I'm going to give a simple lesson on lust. And lust comes in many forms. Basically, it's a straitjacket. It gets a hold of you. Satan puts the bait in front of you. You take it. We have many examples. We see particularly what happened to David and where that ended up. Not just in the sexual lust, but it turned into murder also. Usually opens the floodgates to many different sins. But let me read James 1 here. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempts he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Something within you gets tempted. You do what your conscience tells you what not to do. You get enticed by the situation. Many times it's a setup. Don't think that everything just falls in place. There are schemes of the devil. And I'm talking to Christians here. If you're not a Christian, you're just led astray. You need to be saved. You need to be heard. The gospel needs to be preached to you. But I am talking to Christians now, where there's a Y in the road, where you now have a choice which way you want to go. But there's a fight. There's a fight. Then when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. When lust has conceived, this spirit of lust, actually a conception takes place within you. When you accept it, and it brings forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. Strong words, gang. So what you have is this lust that draws you away and entices you, and then it conceives with your soul, and then sin is brought forth, and then eventually death. And that's what happened in the garden. She was enticed. She listened. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Do not err, my beloved brethren. He's given us a warning. You know, if you watch these nature shows, my goodness, you can really see a lot these days. They really have some terrific filming, but the animal world is brutal. The way it kills young, the way it kills the animals as the lions are eating the animals while they're alive. It's incredible. The animal world, what's taking place right now in the animal world, to a degree, shows us what's happening in the spiritual world. You can't see it, but you and I have an enemy that wants to devour us. Yes. Get a hold of that. You and I have an enemy that wants to kill, steal, and destroy. Remember, we're on the turf of Satan. This is not our world. We're to be strangers and pilgrims passing through. We're here because of fallen man. Jesus came to redeem us because we could not get out of this mess. And because he redeemed us, according to what he said, John 16, he gave us the Holy Ghost that lives in us. We are a temple where God abides now. The Holy Ghost, the Word of God, Jesus, and the Father abide in us. And they convict us. The Holy Spirit convicts us and directs us. And it actually says even in the Old Testament that you're no longer going to need a teacher. If you are walking in Jesus, the conviction's your teacher. But we're warned here because there's things trying to entice us, things trying to pull us away. And it says, do not err. And that word err means to be deceived, my beloved brethren. You're going to have people that could try to pull you away, even loved ones, situations that are going to try to pull you away, make you anxious and nervous. It could be the news. It could be what's happening in the world. It could be your job, your car, your house, your mortgage. There is so many things in this world. You have to remember you are a vapor passing through. Your life is just a vapor. That's all it is. Your grandfather, your great-grandfather, your great-great-grandfather, great-great-great-great-grandfather all had visions, all had dreams. Their earthly cartons are probably under a rock right now, getting weed whacked, you know, once a week by a graveyard attendant. And I'm not saying don't thank the Lord for every day he gives us. And I'm not saying don't realize that every day is so precious. I'm just saying that the things of this world, on a daily basis, as we go through them, we have to realize the priority is, I was put here for Jesus Christ. I was put here for his glory. And I'm to be a vessel unto him as a Christian. And then he goes on to say, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variation, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will he begat us, bought us back with the word of truth, and that was Jesus, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Yes, we are owned by God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Our life is not our own. And these lusts that are trying to attack us, remember, they start in your mind. That's why we're told to take every thought captive. Jesus warned us. He says the adultery, as far as he's concerned, took place in your mind, if you feasted on it. The murder took place in your mind, if the hatred was there. It takes place in the spiritual world first, and then it manifests itself in the physical world. That's why everything is getting worse and worse and worse, because we're spiritually sick as a society, particularly as an American society. We are spiritually sick, and it's manifesting physically. For a culture that's supposed to be healthy, I tell you, one of the only things that keeps getting built is the hospitals. All the anxiety, all the nervousness, all the sin. And many times the sin, even as far as passing it on to the taxpayers, all the teenage pregnancies, all the billions and billions of dollars that the taxpayers have to, that society has to pay because of that sin. All the young people incarcerated, even the young people under 18 years old. I was reading an article that on the average, it's about $125,000 an inmate. This is for people under 18, and the place is loaded with them. It's a sign of the society. Now, what are you going to do about it? You're a Christian, and you have to be the first partakers of the fruits. And it's living a life of obedience, and that isn't legalism. That's love. We're obedient because we know what Jesus did for us, because he was obedient to his Father. So now we're obedient to Jesus. He tells us to pick up our own cross, to deny ourselves. So when this lust comes that I'm reading about, when this enticement comes that I'm reading about, you're going to have to die to it. And how do you die to it? You take every thought captive. You don't feast on it. You don't feast on the perversion and feed that demon. You don't feast on that hatred and feed that demon. You don't feast on the bitterness and feed that demon. No. You take that thought captive to the obedience of Christ. So when the perverted thought comes in, you destroy it with the pureness of the word. When hatred comes in, you destroy that with, you know, the Lord telling us that vengeance is his. And beware of bitterness. So every situation that your conscience convicts you, that you know where lust is trying to be conceived within your heart, you fight it with the shield of faith. You fight it by taking every thought captive. And that's how you win. And it's a warfare. It's a warfare, gang. Particularly for young men, young women with all this sexual stuff. And then you see all the tattoos. You see all the piercings. You know, this is getting a bit insane. You know, even psychologists I was reading used to say, you know, for a girl to have a tattoo, that used to somewhat mean there was something inner within that girl going south. But now it's become so common, nobody knows anything. We've turned in the society of, you know, God's temple's getting all marked up. You know, I'm just observing, gang. I'm just observing. What could I say? But the Lord's warning us here about these things. Now, let's talk about this a little bit more in the Old Testament. He's warning young men here in chapter 5 of Proverbs. My son, attend unto my wisdom and bow thy ear to my understanding, the understanding of the Lord, that thou mayest regard discretion, that thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil, but her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold on hell. Young man, you hold your ground. Remember, you are a vessel for the Lord Jesus Christ. You were made for his glory. You stay out of whoremonger/whore activity. This is Old Testament. It's talking about it in the physical. Yes, it has spiritual connotations also. But we're warned. Her feet go down to hell. Her steps take hold on hell. Lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life. Her ways are movable that cast not, you not know them. Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh to the door of her house. You know, I bet as you get older, you meet many families, and all of us. It seems like this sexual sin can really put a wedge in a family, destroy absolutely everything. And why wouldn't it? The Lord keeps warning us about it, warning and warning and warning us about it. You know, there is a spirit of whoredom. There's a spirit of a whoremonger. These are demons, gang, that want to live inside. And we're told about youthful lusts. Yes, there is a difference between an old guy who's 80 and a young lad of 15, 16, 17. There are youthful lusts. And you got to beware. And the young men have to be told, you must keep your eyes on Christ. This isn't a joke. It's not about Sunday school. It's not about going to a church. It's not about looking good or, you know, being part of the bus team. That's all cool and all. But the fact of the matter is there's an invisible enemy that's actually real, not fake, real, that wants to kill, steal, destroy, and devour you. And he goes like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. This is the word of God, people. This is truth. And Jesus would go from city to city, healing the sick and casting out devils. So get that through your head. You're in a war. You're in a battle. If you've got knocked down, get up. Today's a salvation. You're only as good as your last minute in this walk. That's what I'm finding out. You're only as good as your last minute. Don't rest your laurels on how, quote unquote, holy you were yesterday, because it's gone. You need new bread today. You need a new fight today. Stay strong today. Hold fast today. Whether you're 90 or whether you're, you know, 6 years old and accidentally listened to this lesson, you do what's right. You hold on to righteousness. You endure to the end to be saved by the blood of the Lamb. And God bless you, and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.